plan your visit and head back in time at spikeislandcork.ie.
It's almost 1 o'clock.
And it's almost you-know-who's birthday. Don't forget to send their present to make their day extra special. Unpussed, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good afternoon. A 17-year-old boy has been denied bail after Gardaí allegedly caught him digging up a firearm in connection with feuding crime gangs linked to two murders. The teenager, who can't be identified because he's a minor, was arrested on a Tuesday night and charged with unlawful possession of a side-by-side double-barrel shotgun on May 7th at Tocca Valley Park in Dublin. He'll appear again in court next week. The Taoiseach says the government will not allow tent cities become the norm anywhere in the country. Asylum seekers camped along the Grand Canal in Dublin were told that they were committing an offence and had their tents destroyed in an operation earlier. The international protection applicants were taken by bus to alternative accommodation. There's been a slowdown in the rate of inflation, according to the Central Statistics Office. The Consumer Price Index rose by 2.6% in the year to April, which is down from an annual increase of almost 3% in the 12 months to March. European elections 2024, and the public will be asked to vote on June 7th for who they would like to represent them at the European Parliament. Right now we're looking at the 5-seat Midlands Northwest constituency and can hear now from independent candidate Saoirse McHugh.
My name is Saoirse McHugh and I'm running in the Midlands Northwest as an independent candidate. I'm running because we need MEPs who will stand up for people, for nature, for peace and for a fair Europe where everybody, no matter who you are or where you come from, have a secure roof over their heads, good quality and affordable food, good jobs, more leisure time and brilliant public services, and a safe, bright future to look forwards to. I'm asking you to lend me your number one vote on the 7th of June because the Midlands Northwest deserves MEPs who will be honest about the challenges we face, and I promise to tackle them in ways that are fair to everybody. We can have a very bright future.
Sport is next.
Choosing to have a chicken fillet roll is easy. The hard part is butter or mayo, plain or spicy, coleslaw or cheese, coleslaw and cheese. Shop smart, feel good with Centra's meal deal. Get a chicken fillet roll with two fillings, select soft drinks and a small pack of potato, all for just £7.50 plus DRS deposit. Centra, live every day.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Bayer Leverkusen can break the record for the longest unbeaten run since the introduction of European competition tonight. Xabi Alonso's side haven't lost in 48 matches and hold a 2-0 lead going into the second leg of their Europa League semi-final against Roma. Atalanta and Marseille are level at 1-1 going into the second leg of their tie in Italy. A party being held as a farewell to Jurgen Klopp has been cancelled. Earlier this year, the Liverpool manager announced his decision to step down at the end of the season. The event, which was due to be held at Aintree Racecourse, was branded the end of an era farewell party for fans. A statement shared by the Jockey Club website simply reads that the event has been cancelled. And Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are all in the field for the Wells Fargo Championship, which starts in North Carolina today.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Dry this afternoon with lots of pleasant sunshine across Munster and Connacht. Very warm too, with highs of 17 to 20 degrees. You're up to date to the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, kicking off an hour of classic hits at work.
With Trina Mara.
Classic Hits Radio.
So every day at this time, Trina counts down the number one at one. And today, it's from the 5th of August, 2006. Starting with James Morrison. He's the guy who looks a bit like Chris Martin, but he hates it being brought up in interviews. He started out as a busker and released this song in 2006. He was due to play in a small tent at a music festival the same year, but because this song was getting so huge, he actually was moved to the main stage. Since then, James Morrison has gone on to work as a songwriter for Kelly Clarkson, Ollie Murs and Demi Lovato, but this was number 5 at the time. James Morrison, You Give Me Something.
'Cause you give me something that makes me scared, all right. Try. Please give me something, 'cause
gorgeous. At number four this year, well, it was the debut single from Lily Allen. And you can tell that this was the mid-noughties because the song became hugely popular because of MySpace. Yeah, something you probably didn't know about this single is that the B-side actually had a song called Cheryl Tweedy. Because, do you remember? That's what Cheryl's actual name was at the time. This was number four. To the number one at one on Thursday's today, on the 5th of August 2006. Rihanna currently has 8 studio albums released, but this song was from her very early days. Interestingly, it had only been the year before when she was discovered and brought to audition for the CEO of the record company, who was none other than Jay-Z. She auditioned for him, and honestly, she left such a good impression that she left with a 6-album record deal. This was number 3 this year, Rihanna and Unfaithful. I can see I'm dying. I don't wanna do this anymore. I don't wanna be the reason why. Every time I walk out the door, I see him dying a little more inside. I don't wanna hurt him anymore. I don't wanna take away his life. I don't wanna be. So at number 2 on this date, we have the song that Christina Aguilera wrote about her husband at the time, a guy called Jordan Bratman. She had just married him the previous year. It was such a great song. She won a Grammy Award for the best female pop vocal performance. You might even have heard it since in an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. And coincidentally, when she played the Point Depot in Dublin in the same year, 2006, she opened her set with a song that was number 2 this week. One at 1, August the 5th, 2006. The song that was number 1 was co-written by the artist and a bunch of people, including Wycliffe Sean, who rapped on it. And it was such a massive song that it was not only her first number 1 in the United States, if you thought you heard a lot of it on the radio in 2006, it broke a record for the most radio plays in a single week, the fastest selling digital download song in the States. There's also a statistic about how many people downloaded it as their ringtone. It was the most successful song of 2006 worldwide. And let's not forget that Shakira, Hips Don't Lie, was number 1 in Ireland for 6 weeks. Here it is now on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing.
And when you walk up on the dance, the way you move your body, girl.
And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it,
so you could keep on shaking it.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. Boy, come on, let's go, real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving, half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but just seem to have a plan. I will self-restrain.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you know you got me hypnotized. So be wise and keep on beating the size of my body.
Senorita, feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
Mira, en Barranquilla se baila así.
She's so sexy, I am a fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch us? Colombians and Haitians, I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel your boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting,
no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
It's simple.
All your favorite music, all the time.
The home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Home of the 80s and 90s in Carrigtwohill.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with me, Ruth Scott, in for Trina Mara this week while she's on her holliers. There's been a lot of chat about Baby Reindeer, and this is the TV show that is created by, written by and starring the comedian who experienced the stalking, the real life stalking from the character of Martha in Baby Reindeer. Tonight's the night when Piers Morgan is going to have a world exclusive. They found the real life Baby Reindeer, and she's going to be doing her first TV interview with Piers Morgan, setting, as she says, setting the record straight. Which seems like a bizarre thing to be doing in a story like that when really the odds do not appear to be in her favour. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on that tomorrow morning here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let me say, let me crush upon your shoulder. Let me reach.
Enya's Orinoco Flow on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's me, Ruth Scott.
What a naughty performance, I'm glad to see.
Yeah, no, that is not Lorraine Kelly saying that about Enya. She was talking about Ollie Alexander. I'll get it right, Ruth. Ollie Alexander, who is the UK artist representing the UK for the Eurovision. I saw it. It was pretty much full on. Right, couple of minutes time. We've got your entertainment update. We also have a parent's guide to social media on the way. And how do you like the sound of winning €2,750? You love it. Of course you do. We'll do that shortly here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with club classics, non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to lower prices this summer by firing up the grill in our selected finest barbecue range, like Bord Bia quality assured corn-fed Korean-style chicken thigh king kebabs, any 3 for 2. Then chill out with our selected Tesco ice cream range, any 2 for €4. Lower the cost of your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Save time, shop online or click and collect. Tesco. Every little helps. Products subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores.
4 minutes. What can you do in 4 minutes? Badly boil an egg? Get the kids ready for nothing, really.
Mum!
Or make big savings on your energy bills. At Energia, you're always just a few clicks from a great deal on your electricity and gas. We're constantly reviewing our prices, so we always have a host of new offers, but you'll only find them at energia.ie. So come direct and see how much you can save. Visit energia.ie today. T's and C's apply.
New This Week in Home Store and More. All swing chairs are all half price. That's right, half price. But better hurry, because when all the half price swing chairs are gone, they're gone. Also, all hotel collection duvet sets and all pillows are still all half price. But when all the half price hotel collection duvet sets and all the half price pillows are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local home store and more. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. Happy
at home. Holland & Barrett, we believe it's time to change the way we think about our hormones. We've heard for too long, you're hormonal, but that's normal. Let's learn how to work together with our hormones so we're united in our quiet days, high days, what's happening to me days, the wonders of life days. Because when we understand our rhythm, we can own every day of the month. Find personalised solutions to support your hormone health. Now on 3 for 2 at Holland & Barrett. Offer ends 14th of May, subject to availability.
Want a new bathroom, but also fancy a holiday in the sun?
Then the town have the people to see.
Book your bathroom renovation before June the 1st and you could win a luxury holiday in the sun for two people, including flights, accommodation and €500 spending money. See the tilehub.ie.
To renovate your bathroom perfectly, the Tile Hub are the people to see.
Conditions apply.
The kids made us do it.
Can we go to Wildlands? Can we go to Wildlands?
Their pals had been, loved it. And so we did. Only in Galway. Beautiful log cabins and loads of indoor and outdoor activities. And the Olive Tree restaurant, just the thing for their spring and summer breaks. And us? Loved it. Cozy log cabins, nature walks and the kids busy. We're telling everyone to try it. Wildlands.ie to book now. Excitement is in our nature.
The Entertainment Bit on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I miss you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my stalker. Say hello to Martha.
Don't you say that to me! Apologise to me right now!
Another day, another baby reindeer headline. The Netflix smash created by and starring Richard Gadd, inspired by a traumatic 6-year-long stalking incident, has inspired a flurry of coverage as it rocketed to the top of the streamers' charts. Because Gadd pulled from personal experience to craft the role, journalists and internet sleuths have attempted to track down the real person behind Baby Reindeer's character. Baby Reindeer follows Gadd's Donnie Dunn, a struggling comedian who encounters a lonely woman at the bar where he works. The chance encounter during which he offers her a cup of tea and the house spirals as Martha is revealed to be a dangerous serial stalker. Gadd told London Live where the title came from.
It's called Baby Reindeer.
it's quite good because this will be the hook that hopefully get people interested. I can't say why she called me it, but that was the nickname.
Oh, that was your nickname that you were given.
Yeah. And I never knew why for a very long time, but I did eventually find out why.
Such as the fever surrounding this show, Gad took to Instagram urging fans to stop the speculation because innocent people were getting caught in the mess. Not everyone heeded the call. Piers Morgan has teased a world-exclusive interview announcing he's booked a woman named Fiona Harvey who claims to be Gad's stalker. Fiona Harvey wants to have her say and set the record straight, according to Morgan in a post on X, along with a photograph of the newsman standing behind Harvey in the set of his Piers Morgan Uncentered. Gad was asked by London Live as to whether he thought it would be the success it's proven to be.
Because it's quite contentious, it's controversial in a way. I didn't know whether it would just be outrage. But I think because I worked very hard trying to answer those questions within the show, I think that's why the response was positive, because I think, you know, the contentiousness is part of the situation. Like I wasn't responsible for that contentiousness. That just happened. That's because the situation was allowed to get to the point where it was completely out of control.
Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was it?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go!
Don't you dare!
Morgan's post came hours after Baby Reindeer came up during a Parliament hearing focused on film and TV projects, featuring Netflix officials telling lawmakers the streamer and producers took every reasonable precaution to disguise the identities of the people who inspired Gad's work. Writing on Facebook ahead of her first TV appearance airing this evening at 8 o'clock, the woman told her connections on the social media site, "Piers is a twerp, but we already knew this. You'll see it in my interview." She added, "I'll let the interview speak for itself. Piers is a bully. We all know that. He triggers emotions. But this interview will get more and more views." The ongoing, continuing success of Baby Reindeer. That's your entertainment update on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, more of your classic hits at work.
With Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We'll be right back.
Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good? On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, your home of the 80s and 90s with me, Ruth Scott. If you're the kind of person that finds it a little bit difficult to fall asleep at night, this, I've just come across the most perfect hotel room for you. I'm going to tell you about it before 2 o'clock this afternoon on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. But very shortly, what's happening next? Yeah, well, Lisa Kennedy said to Colm Hayes, are we going to have a winner of the cash today? Hang about, we'll find out right after Dido on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you. I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder or return to where we were. But I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be. I know I left too much mess and destruction. I cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. But I will go down with this ship, and I won't pray.
Did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Sure, look, the poor old WhatsApp system nearly blew up. There were so many people trying to get on to play. But first up, I have Jacinta Gibney on the line in Virginia. And Kevin, Jacinta, I have a bulging bag of cash in front of me that I would love to be able to hand over to you. Now, you know how this
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know how this competition works, do you?
I have, yeah. I've been listening to it on the radio.
One more chance then to hear it.
How?
Ah, the answer is 2.
What do you think, Jacinta?
How many pancakes are you planning on eating?
Oh, I see. So we're getting into different tenses. So
yes,
this is future tense.
I don't know whether I kind of thought I heard something going back some time, all right.
I mean, he could be the kind of man who plans well ahead. I mean, Pancake Tuesday is... God, what would it be next?
I know it's a while ago now, but you know some of these ones that kind of linger on for months anyway.
Ah,
not to worry.
Oh, well.
not to worry at all. Thanks very much.
Lovely to chat to you, Jacinta. Okay, now next caller. I'm already wondering, is it Quiva? Kiva? Quifa? How do you pronounce your name?
Quiva, yeah.
Are you all set for this?
I am, yeah.
Is it all becoming just very, very real right now? The chance of winning €2,750?
Yeah.
Tell me, whereabouts are you today?
I'm actually in work. I work in histology in UHC.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Something like allergy, something?
Medical lab in the hospital.
Okay, I was close with the medical. Yeah. I wasn't really.
Yeah.
Don't ever let me into anything medical. I'm clearly clueless.
How?
Ah, the answer is 2.
I was thinking, how many years until Cullen retires?
Do you think he looks like he's, what would it be, 64?
Do you know what? I actually Googled his age and it's not online. So
No way. But sadly, no. Not too
no. Okay, fair enough.
But you know what? It was lovely to chat to you.
Thank you. Can you say hi to everyone in histology as well? Because a few of them are listening.
Oh, brilliant. Hi, everyone in histology.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much for calling.
Lovely to chat to you.
Bye.
Okay, so no luck for Quiva, Kifa, Quifa. Or our first caller, Jacinta. But first of all, this afternoon, Damien Farley gives you your next chance to have a go at winning the cash. And tomorrow morning, we're going to reveal the top 5 wrong answers to help you get closer to the cash. And for the rest of the hour today, right, still to come, we've got a parent's guide to social media where we try and learn as much as we can about the ups and downs of cyberspace, the bad and also the positive of the online world. And this week, we're going to hear part 1 of our reporter Owen Lacken's conversation with influencer Vinnie McBrien. It plays next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of Colm and Lucy in the morning.
The Coronas have announced 2 huge summer 2024 shows in Dublin and Galway. And all week on Colm and Lucy in the morning, we have tickets up for grabs for their Fairview Park gig on June 15th.
Everybody loves a bright summer evening gig, and we have tickets to give away every single morning. Hear the Coronas bang out hits like Heroes and Ghosts and the San Diego Song.
To be in with a chance of winning, simply tune into Colm and Lucy in the morning, weekdays from 6 a.m.
And only on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
This TV show's a bit boring.
We'll get down to Specsavers for an eye test instead then.
Why?
Well, that TV you think you're watching is actually a window. You're looking at next door's garage.
It's a weird noise too.
That was me telling you to stop looking at next door's garage. So get a hearing test as well.
Eye tests and a pair of glasses from the €69 range are free at Specsavers with PRSI or medical card. And hearing aids up to €1,000 are free with PRSI. You're better off not putting it off at Specsavers. Conditions apply, subject to eligibility.
At Boardbie Abloom this June bank holiday weekend, it's the perfect day out for families and friends. Pick peonies and pear peaches with praline parfait. Savour sausages slow roasted with a glass of rosé. Admire art and entertainers, a feast for the eyes. Our award-winning gardens below the blue skies. With an abundance of things to see and do, it's the perfect excuse to try something new. A treat for yourself, for them or for her. See you in Phoenix Park from May 30th to June 3rd. Book tickets today at ticketmaster.ie/BoardBeABloom.
The kids made us do it.
Can we go to Wildlands? Can we go to Wildlands?
Their pals had been, loved it, and so we did. Only in Galway. Beautiful log cabins and loads of indoor and outdoor activities. And the Olive Tree restaurant, just the thing for their spring and summer breaks. And us? Loved it. Cozy log cabins, nature walks, and the kids busy. We're telling everyone to try it. Wildlands.ie to book now. Excitement is in our nature.
Hungary, your destination for affordable smiles. Access Smile provides quality dental care without compromise. At our clinic in Budapest, our advanced dental technology has provided thousands of clients with countless smiles, from mouth reconstruction to dental implants, crowns, bridges and veneers. Access Smile also provides assessment and aftercare right here in Ireland. Craft your picture-perfect smile affordably at access-smile.ie.
This is the home of Gareth O'Callaghan, Saturdays from 10 a.m. and the home of the 80s and 90s all day.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Looking to enroll in courses this year?
Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
Welcome to Midlands Park Hotel, your premier four-star destination. Nestled in the heart of Ireland's majestic Midlands, immerse yourself in leisure with our newly renovated health and fitness club. Relax in our luxury rooms and indulge in award-winning dining across three restaurants. Visit MidlandsParkHotel.com to find out more.
Make your afternoon fresher with Bold Washing Liquid Gel. Brilliant cleaning with built-in Lenore freshness.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Vinny McBrien, for some of us of a certain vintage, the idea of social media influencing is still a kind of a new phenomenon, even though it's around quite a while, but for some of us it still feels like a new phenomenon. How would you define being a social media influencer? Lots of us have social media accounts, but we're not influencers. What does it mean to be an influencer to you?
Yeah, I suppose for me, it's showing people something that they might want to do, and it's giving them the experience of letting them decide. So for myself, like, I do steak sandwich reviews. I run a series called The Steak Sandwich Connoisseur, and in that, I go to different places. I'm looking for the best steak sandwich in Ireland, mainly just because steak sandwiches is something I was obsessed with, and it was a passion of mine. And it's really something like food reviews, different things like that, going in, and it's letting people decide for themselves if it's somewhere that they want to go, or if it's somewhere that's showcasing a business. It's sort of selling the idea to people, but it's not really, in a sort of layman's terms, it's not in your face by this. It's you decide for yourself if you like it or not. And it's that's what sort of influencers are for. They're that sort of buffering mechanism between sort of a business and the community. And it sort of gives them people like more of a, something that they can connect with when they're looking at something, rather than an advertisement on the TV or an ad on your phone that says, this is the product, this is how much it is. It gives you that sort of, it's given the feeling of what it's like to experience it.
What is a positive experience that you've had off the back of social media, and a negative experience that you've had off the back of social media?
Yeah, so like, look, it's great and I love it so much. And like, sometimes I think for me, it's sort of meeting people who sort of are saying, oh, I tried that steak sandwich there and it was really good. Or like, you know, you might get recognized the odd time, and like, people are send you a message and they'll be like, I love your videos. Or like, I do some comedic videos and people are like, I got a good laugh out of that, especially sort of people from back home, and like, they enjoy it, and it brings like, it's just a sense of community, bringing people together that you wouldn't really talk to. I mean, people that are back home, it's a funny story, is the men's shed back home in Ahavas in County Leitrim, and I was home at the Christmas there, and they were all saying, geez, we love watching the videos now, and you know, and it's a topic of conversation to people that maybe I mightn't have been having a conversation with before, you know, and it really sort of brings people together, I think, is the main thing. And like, people see it, but on the other hand, not everyone's going to agree with what you're saying. And when you are putting yourself out on the internet, there is people out there, usually with no profile picture and no username, just sort of a troll on the internet, that will have something to say, or wants to knock you down a peg, or doesn't want to see you do well, or just doesn't agree with you. And like, that's life, to be honest. I have a pretty thick skin, but like, you know, you would receive comments sometimes, and like, it's just unnecessary things. And like, it does affect you. Like, you know, as much as you say, I don't read them or I don't look at them, you're always going to have a look and or like a quick gawk at them. And it's just, it can affect you. Like, and if you're looking at a comment like that, and if you're getting a few of them on something, you really sort of question, oh, well, should I put that up? And why did I put that up? Or why did I do this a certain way? Or like, do you know, like, I did something funny there and people are going to talk about me about that, you know? So it really, it can play a major impact on your mental health. Like, and that is something you really have to be prepared for, is that it shouldn't be, but when you're putting yourself out there, you have to be open to criticism. You have to be able to know that you're going to have to deal with some people that aren't going to be the nicest or aren't going to agree with you.
Along those lines, how much of yourself are you willing to put up online? How much of your life do you, have you ever regretted posting something and thought, do you know what, that was, I've shared a little bit too much there? Or do you have that conversation with yourself about what am I willing to share and what am I not willing to share?
I try to be as honest and as open as I can, but obviously you're not going to share everything that is going on in your life. And there's certain things that you don't want to talk about. Like, I stay away from trying to give my opinion on things that I wouldn't really know too much about myself. And if I'm going to talk about something, it's going to be something that I have the facts on, or that I feel a strong way about, and I have evidence to back that up, that I can talk on that issue. You know, whereas that's where you can get into bother, is if you start speaking about something that maybe you don't have all the facts on. And also, like, just your personal life. Do you know, like, I don't want maybe, like, my siblings or something, or, like, you know, my niece and nephew, I would never really post them onto my TikTok, because that's their private life. They didn't choose this. It's what I choose to put up. And I'd be very wary of who's online and who's seeing things. And I would just, maybe I would censor it in a way that it's just, I keep it to myself, and I make sure that what I decide to put up is what I decide, and it's not deciding for somebody else.
This is A Parent's Guide to Social Media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Comisión na Meán, with the television licence fee.
Now, more of your classic hits at work
with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's a bittersweet.
That's the Verve Bittersweet Symphony on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And before that, our Parents Guide to Social Media. And you got to hear Owen Glacken chatting with the influencer Vinnie McBride. There's going to be more from Vinnie next week. But in the meantime, you can find him on Instagram and TikTok as at VinnieM21. VinnyM21. You'll get him over on Facebook as well. He's Vinnie McBride's Steak Sandwich Connoisseur. What a title. Love it. Right. If you are the kind of person that struggles at night to fall asleep, if you find yourself draping blankets and taping curtains to the walls so that you don't have any chink of light coming in, and if your earplugs and if you're trying to absolutely isolate yourself from everything and you still can't sleep, you need to think about paying a visit to the Beaumont Hotel in London. It has this thing called Room. It's basically a cave. No telly, no telephone reception. The bedroom is covered with dark wooden panels. There's a bed and there's nothing else. And for a good night's sleep, it'll only cost you €767. No thanks very much. I'll get into the wardrobe rather than spend that. Right, that's it from me, Ruth Scott. Damien Farrelly is on the way. He's going to give you your next chance to win the cash at €2,750 on What Lucy Kennedy Said to Colm Hayes. I'll see you back here tomorrow at 10.
If you miss Celebrity Loose with Lucy Kennedy, you miss all of this.
Whoopi Goldberg has revealed she was once addicted to cocaine.
You're joking me.
This is all in her memoir.
I'd say that's an interesting read.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I think that's something we need to get our hands on.
Yeah.
It's your turn to buy the book that everyone's talking about, I Bought Spare.
I thought that was called Scratch.
Scratch.
With the one about the Harry.
The Harry. We call him...
The Harry.
The Duke of Sussex, okay, whatever he is.
Yeah.
Celebrity Loose, 7:40 and 9:20 with Colm and Lucy in the morning.
With the Talbot Collection, 4-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Mirror, mirror, please tell me. Who's this bald-headed bloke I see?
New year, new hair. Book a free consultation for your hair restoration at the award-winning MHR Clinic Dublin. We offer a permanent and affordable solution to hair loss with the Sapphire FUE hair transplants technique and pain-free anaesthetic. Sapphire FUE hair transplants is available exclusively at MHR Clinic on Dawson Street and comes with a free PRP treatment. See mhrclinicireland.ie.
Knox Hotel Galway. We're all about the sleep. Comfy beds. Food served all day. Cocktails to die for. Fantastic location. Free parking. Knox Hotel. That's NOX. Eat, sleep, stay. Book direct for best rates.
Guys, if you want to look good and feel great, dress to impress at Knowles Menswear. Shop Boss, Columbia, Gant, Lacoste, Paul and Shark and Remus Umo. Stay warm in our branded Crombies. Look sharp in our extensive selection of suiting. Visit our stores in Bedford Row, Crescent Shopping Centre, Newcastle West in Limerick and Ennis in County Clare. And shop online now at knowles.ie. Dress to impress at Knowles Menswear.
Loft space doesn't have to be lost space. So make the most of all the room in your home with Astira folding attic stairs. Our strong, safe and secure loft ladder systems will make your loft easily accessible whatever the layout of your home. Book an appointment during April and we'll include a free floor-mounted attic safety grab rail with your installation. Manufactured in Ireland and with nationwide installation service. Measure, make, install. Styra does it all. Visit styra.com.
The McDonald's Chicken Big Mac is back, but not for long. So don't miss out on the three layers of soft bun. Don't miss out on the iconic delicious Big Mac sauce, those crisp tender chicken patties, that fresh shredded lettuce, that melty cheese, and don't miss those delicious gherkins. Unless you want to take them out. Don't regret it. Get it. From 11 a.m. until the 28th of May, subject to availability.
Go full family dinners on Lidl Plus. Mix and match any three Irish barbecue meats for just €9. Make chicken dishes to please the whole table. Bring your beef burgers to the next level and pick from our succulent pork. Family dinners sorted all week. Go on, mix and match any three for €9. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today.
It's almost 2 o'clock.
You know, just because is a perfectly good reason to send someone you love a little something. On Post, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
2, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good afternoon. The Taoiseach says the government won't allow tent cities become the norm here. It's after 100 tents were dismantled along the Grand Canal earlier on this morning. Stephanie Rowan has more.
At first light this morning, officials from the HSE and Department of